弟兄姐妹长子大家平安
Peace to all the ministers and brothers and sisters
下午我们要以一个题目亚沙龙之祸跟大家一起来学习
This afternoon I'll use the topic The War of Absalom to, as mutual encouragement
历史就是一面镜子
We often say history is like a mirror
大卫他的一生大部分时间都是和神的欢喜
Throughout King David's life, most of the time, God is pleased with him.
神也是给他很多的孩子。
And God blessed him with many children.
但是其中有一个孩子呢，将来要带给大卫非常大的祸患。
But actually, one of his son will bring him a lot of trouble.
这个儿子的名字叫亚沙龙。
This son's name is Absalom.
我们看撒母耳记下第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 3.
撒母耳记下第三章。第三节
Second Samuel chapter 3 verse 3
撒母耳记下三章三节
Second Samuel chapter 3 verse 3
请读
Verse 3 His second Chileab the son of Abigail the widow of Nabal of Carmel The third Absalom the son of Maacah daughter of Talmai king of Geshur
好这里说大卫啊他在希伯伦做王的时候生了几个儿子
He recorded when David was at Hebron, he has few.
亚沙龙
And he named his third son Absalom.
那我们一个人呢，如果得到一个儿子，当然会很高兴。
And when a man have his first child, he'll be very happy.
不然想象啊，在 baby 房里面的家长忙得很手里面抱着孩子，都会觉得是神的祝福。
And it won't be hard to imagine, just like all the parents in nursery room right now holding their child, they'll be filled with joy.
但是命运呢？安排有时候很奇妙
But fate, destiny are often quite interesting
有时候你以为这个孩子会是你的福气
Sometimes you might think that this child is your blessing
但是对有一些人来说得了一个儿女可能是给他带来人生最大的祸患
But for some others, their children might bring them a lot of troubles
那对大卫来说这生了第三个儿子亚沙龙是他很大的祸患
For David, his third sonBring him a lot of war.
那个亚沙龙本身呢，是他的条件非常的好。
Absalom is actually a man with a lot of good qualities.
不是 quality， 他的外貌，他的外貌非常的漂亮。
He's a very good-looking man.
但是他的心很不好。
But his heart was not right.
他有最美的外貌，最美的头发。
He has the most beautiful outer appearance, the most beautiful hair.
但是他有最毒的心。
But his heart is filled with poison.
我们看撒母耳记下的第十四章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 14.
撒母耳记下十四章的二十五节。
2 Samuel chapter 14 verse 25.
十四章二十五节。
2 Samuel chapter 14 verse 25.In all Israel, there was not a man so highly praised for his handsome appearance as Absalom. From the top of his head to the sole of his foot, there is no blemish in him.
26节
26. Whenever he cut a hair of his head, he used to cut his hair from time to time when it became too heavy for him. He would weigh it, and its weight was 200 shekels by royal standard.
这里说亚沙龙长得很容貌很俊美。
He recorded that Absalom was a very handsome man.
得人的称赞啊。
And people praise him for that.
这去到哪里啊？大家称赞他说：“哇，你好帅啊！”
It doesn't matter where you go, people will say this very good-looking man.
如果是女生啊，别人说你很漂亮，那样很高兴。
And for a woman, if people praise you saying you're very pretty, then you'll be very happy.
男生长得帅的话，也会引起人家的注意。
And then for a man, if he's very good-looking, people will also notice it.
他应该也不会太矮了。
Probably Absalom is not a very short guy.
但是起码他的脸是很俊美的。
But at least we know that his face was perfect.
如果以今天的这个标准来说了，可以去拍电影，可以当男去演那个偶像剧。
And in today's standard, we probably say this guy is suitable for any movies.
有一次前一阵子那些偶像剧，那些男生都头发都跟女生一样，都是长长的。
Or even in drama shows that we see like a lot of those actors have long hair like women.
也有一些师奶杀手啊。长得很漂亮，连师奶都很喜欢看的偶像剧。
And then some of them are targeted toward a bit older woman.
这里说他从脚到头都没有瑕疵。
Here he says that this man has no blemish from head to toe.
那他头发又很长很漂亮。
And he has long hair.
那么长得那么好看的人，表面上很得到人家的喜欢。
So we see this man very good looking outside, so people like him.
他却是有一个心机很重、心里很阴险的一个人。
But his heart was filled with deceit.
到最后，为了权力的欲望，还要追杀他的爸爸大卫。
And for because of political powers, he decided to want to kill his father.
他篡了他爸爸的位，来也强暴了他爸爸的妃嫔。
He took the throne from his father and took advantage of his father's concubines.
Rape the concubine.
Rape the concubine.
然后呢，他最后呢就被大卫的元帅约押一枪啊刺透他的内心，心脏而死掉。
And at the end, he was killed by the general of his father David, Joab, through his heart.
当亚撒龙死的那一天，大卫非常的伤心。
The day that Absalom died, David was very sad.
一直为他儿子哀哭。
He wept for his son.
有时候我们想想，为什么一个人呢、啊，亚撒龙啊，可以为别人，还有为自己带来那么大的祸患
？Sometimes we think, how come Absalom brought himself and other people so much trouble?
大卫也没有想到，他以前抱在手里面那个第三个儿子啊，会追杀他，会做出没有办法让人家想象的事。
When Absalom was born, there's no way David can imagine that his son will bring him all these woes.
那为什么会这样子
？What happened?
今天下午我们就来探讨一下。
Today we would like to use this as a the war of Absalom.
那为什么他会这样子
？What happened to Absalom?
其实第一个原因
，For the first reason,
就是因为大卫他自己本身得罪了神。
It's because David himself sinned against God.
神才容许亚撒龙在家里作乱。
So God allowed Absalom to stir up all these troubles.
不是神叫亚撒龙去做这些事，不是。
It's not that God ordered Absalom to do all these.
而是神因为大卫得罪他，大卫犯了罪，所以神就在这件事情上面就不保佑大卫的家了。
But because David sinned against God, so God decided not to protect David.
这个是最主要的原因。
That's the most important reason.
就是因为大卫作为一个父亲，作为一个家长，他自己犯了罪。
That is because David, as a king, as a father, the head of the family, sinned.
那到底他犯罪的过程是怎么样
？So how did he sin?
我们再看撒母耳记下第十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节到第二节。
2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1 to 2.
第一节到第五节好了，请你读。
Verse 1 to 5. Chapter 11, verse 1 to 5. In the spring, a time when kings go off to war, David sent Joab out with king's men and the whole Israelite army. They destroyed the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah, but David remained in Jerusalem. One evening, David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful, and David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, "Isn't this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" Then David sent a messenger to get her. She came to him, and he slept with her. She had purified herself from uncleanness. Then she went back home. The woman conceived and sent word to David saying, I'm pregnant.
这个是故事的背景。
This is the background of the story.
在大卫做王的中期的时候，他国家一切很稳定的时候呢。
This happened during when David was king and when the country is at peace.
试探就来敲门了。
Here comes the temptation.
我们人呢，对自己很有自信。
We usually are very confident about ourselves.
我们人有时候对我们的配偶也很有信心。
And we usually have confidence and faith in our spouse.
说我没事的，我们不会受诱惑的。
We think that we will not be tempted.
我的配偶我也很信得过他。
That I have faith and I trust my spouse.
其实啊，这个都是假的。
But actually, this are all just an illusion.
没有一个人可以对自己有 100% 的信心。
There is no one who can be 100% sure of themselves.
人之所以没有犯罪啊，很大情况是因为你还没有碰到这个机会。
And a lot of time when a man didn't sin is because you don't have the opportunity to.
还没有碰到这个引诱。
You haven't met up with the temptation great enough.
真正碰到引诱又能抵挡的人是很少。
For someone who is actually able to overcome all the temptation is very rare.
那大卫呢，在他很放松的时候遇到这个引诱。
So here when David was most relaxed, he met up with this temptation.
他已经不用出去打仗了，他可以很舒服的在王宫。
He no longer need to lead the army for battle, so he was just relaxing himself in the palace.
在王宫有很舒服的生活。
And then he has a very great life.
他很放松自己。
And he's just trying to relax.
睡到太阳下山。
And he slept until the sun goes down.
睡到太阳下山是一种什么的生活模式呢
？And we think about what kind of life is this when you can sleep until sunset.
你可以想象以前是没有上网、没有电视的。
Like back in the day, there's no internet, there's no TV.
现在很多人晚上上网看电视不睡觉，睡到隔天中午，甚至很多年轻人甚至大人的这种生活模式。
Nowadays, it's very common for us to just watch TV show or surf on the internet all the way till morning, so you can sleep until sunset.
那试探往往在你最放松的时候出现。
And we see here, temptation always comes when you're most relaxed.
大卫一个最合神心意的人，竟然犯罪了。
David, who is pleased in God's heart, sinned.
那为什么他会犯罪？你可以讲很多。
So why did he sin? There's many reasons.
但是用个最简单就最主要的原因。
But long story short,
就是因为他眼睛看到他不应该看的东西。
It's because he sees something that he shouldn't.
他在阳台上面看到一个妇人在沐浴。
He saw a woman bathing.
当然，这个妇人很漂亮。
Of course, this woman was very beautiful.
但是关键不是她漂亮。
But that's not the point. The point is not because that she's beautiful.
关键是她没有穿衣服。
It's because she is not wearing anything.
所以大卫看到没有穿衣服的伯斯巴在洗澡。
So here, David saw a very beautiful woman, Bathsheba, bathing.
他的眼睛受到刺激了。
His eyes was excited.
然后他就开始思想这个事情。
And then he thought about.
他也没有压制这个眼目的情欲。
He did not fight against his lust.
他也没有压制他思想的偏差。
He cannot fight against his evil thoughts.
结果他越看就越想去做。
The more he looked at it, the more he wanted to do.
所以就把妇人借过来，就跟他犯了奸淫了。
So he get the woman to his palace, and they have sinned.
这个是一个很实在的问题。
This is an issue.
尤其是对我们弟兄，对我们男人来说。
Especially for the brothers.
我们有眼目的情欲的软弱。
We have this weakness in our eyes.
因为神造我们的眼睛就是很容易被刺激。
God created us to a point that our eyes will see things and we get excited.
你头脑的理智很容易被眼睛的刺激的时候，你就忘记了。
It's very likely that you'll lose your reasoning once your eyes have seen something.
所以大卫一看到人家洗澡，他就被刺激了。
So when David saw a woman bathing,
他就思想了。
He thought about.
他就行动了，他就行动了。
And then he had action.
然后他就犯罪得罪了神了。
And then he sinned against God.
他不单只强了人家的太太，犯了奸，犯奸，犯奸，跟人家犯奸淫。
He no longer just sleep with this woman.
还为了掩盖自己的错误，杀了人家的先生。
And even he wanted to cover his sin, he killed the husband.
犯了十条诫命的三，其中的三条。
That he has sinned, he has three commandments.
贪恋别人的太太。
He had disobeyed three commandments. He had killed someone. He had have sexual immorality.
从一个神最喜欢的人变成一个神眼中的大罪人。
And he lost over something that shouldn't his. He starting from someone that's pleasing to God to someone that God hates.
请问从什么原因开始的
？So what started all these?
完全从眼睛开始的。
From his eyes.
所以你说大卫都可以这样犯罪了，那我们比他软弱那么多。
So when we look at it, if David, such a good man, can sin like this, but what about us?
所以主耶稣特别特别告诉我们。
That's why Lord Jesus tells us.
我们要为了要远离这些祸患。
We want to be away from all these temptations.
远离这些试探。
And all these troubles.
要从我们的眼睛控制自己开始。
We need to start by controlling what we see.
按照美国时代杂志的统计。
And from a survey in Times Magazine.
在美国啊，成年男人当中啊。固定浏览色情网站的男人超过 50%。
And the survey indicated that more than 50% of adult men will browse in porn sites.
这个是很高的比例。
This is a very high percentage.
这个男人包括中年男人，包括青少年二十几岁的，也包括十几岁的。
This when he says men, it's just male from 15 all the way up to age.
按照另外一个报告。
And another survey.
现在的色情的网站的浏览者用户当中啊，现在开始有三分之一是女性。
And another survey indicated that one third of all the people who visit these porn websites are women.
以前是只有男人在偷偷看，现在女人也有在看。
Back in the day, only men would visit these sites. Now women go on them too.
那以前呢是偷偷摸摸的，现在都是很怕被人家发现。现在呢是手机，因为是很隐私的东西，你看了别人也不知道你看。
Back in the day, you probably have to hide your room to actually browse these sites, but now, because the cell phone is so personal, you can watch it anywhere.
这个是一个很大的问题啊。
This is a great issue.
甚至在基督教界里面，现在也开始在讨论这个问题。
And it's even discussed in many Christian denominations.
很多基督徒啊，礼拜天穿着西装笔挺的去教会去敬拜神，哈利路亚。
A lot of Christians on Sunday they will wear their best suit and come to church to worship God.
但是私底下在网上看的东西，让他不能抬起头见人。
But things that they watch when nobody's watching, there's nothing that people can look at.
这个很大的问题，因为会带来很多羞耻感。
And that you'll bring a lot of shame.
里面呢会有很多挣扎，因为你知道是不对的，但是又改不了。
You'll bring you a lot of struggle inside because you know this is wrong.
那常常偷看那些东西呢，也会影响夫妻的亲密的关系。
And the more you watch these images, and then it will also affect your relationship with your spouse.
因为你那个东西是不实在的。
Because those things are not real.
那就是假的。
It's fake.
你看完那些东西之后，看自己太太就没有感觉了。
And after you watch those things, and then you look at your wife, it will no longer entice you.
很多年轻人看那东西看多了。
And young people, and when they look at these things,
他的思想就扭曲了。
And then it will twitch their thoughts.
变成一个很大很大的心理跟生理的问题。
And then you create physical, even emotional problems.
当然了，很多强暴的案啊，很多什么东西都是从这种色情的东西引起的。
And then we see there are more sexual assault cases going on, and it probably stem from
these. 所以大卫的一生的祸患，还有他儿子带来的祸患，都是从他的眼睛不谨慎开始。
We can see that all the suffering David endured in his life and his sons is from his eyes.
我记得我读中学那个年代。
I remember when I was in high school.
有一天有一个同学偷偷带了一本不知道什么东西。
And there's this day one of my classmates brought a book.
那从抽屉里面拿出来，哇，几个男生围在那边看。
And then I see he bring this magazine and a lot of guys just surrounded his table.
我就很好奇，我说你们在看什么？
So I got curious. So I go like, so what are you guys reading?
他们就很不正经的眼神的跟我笑了一下，说，哎呀，你不能看的，你是基督徒。
And then they just look at me with this smile, saying, you are Christian, you cannot watch.
那个年代要买那些东西，还要偷偷去 7-Eleven 啊。去杂志啊，买一本偷偷看，要藏起来，还不敢给大人发现。
Back in the day, if you want to read these things, you actually have to go to a convenience store when nobody's watching and hide it.
现在的人遇到的试探就不一样了。
But nowadays, we are meeting with different level of temptation.
现在的试探是随时随地有无限量的色情在网络上面供应。
Nowadays, you can find all these X-rated things online anywhere.
不单只是图片，还是视频。
And not just images, you might have videos.
所以魔鬼已经完全掌控大部分的人心了。
So the devil already have control of most of people's hearts.
那我们不能改变世界。
We cannot change the world.
但是我们可以保守自己的心。
But we can keep our heart pure.
既然大卫是在这个地方跌倒的。
If since David fall,
还要跌倒的那么惨。
And he fall hard.
那我就要保守自己的眼睛了。
We need to learn from him and then keep ourselves pure.
主耶稣给我们一个方法。
The Lord Jesus gave us a way.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
27节。
Verse 27.
五章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 27.
五章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 27. You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery.
28.
28, but I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
所以说不旧约啊，一听见有话说不可以犯奸淫。
In Old Testament, it says, "Do not commit adultery."
那是行为上的。
It is talking about action.
但是你等到行为那个时候，你才要防止自己，就太晚了。
But when you are already in that stage, it'll be too late to stop.
你自己平常偷偷在看什么？
What you read when you're alone.
这里主耶稣说，我告诉你们，你看到一个女人动了淫念，就是犯了奸淫了。
When you are reading those, if you look at this and then you have the thought of it, then you already committed adultery.
那你心里面想，迟早就会去做啊。
Because if you keep on thinking about it, one day you actually do.
有一些人说，我看看而已啊，我不会去做。
Some people might say, I'm just looking at these. It's not like I will do it.
这个是自己骗自己。
You're lying to yourself.
什么叫看看而已不会去做？
What does it mean that you're just reading? You won't actually do it.
你肚子很饿，一直看那个食物，你会忍着自己不去吃吗？
If you're hungry and you keep on looking at the food, won't you just end up eating?
你不会越看越饿吗？
Well, then the more you look at, the more hungry you get.
肯定会的。
Of course you will.
有人说，哎呀，这看看而已，这是艺术，这是电影，这是电视，是假的，我知道。
Some people might say this is art, this is just a movie, I'm just watching them.
看了对我一点都没有影响。
That I'm not really influenced by these.
如果看那些不好的东西对你一点影响都没有。
If these things have no influence on you.
那你自己就是一个很大的问题。
Then you might be the problem.
因为你已经麻木了。
Because you're already numb.
你不觉得那是不好的东西。
You no longer think this has anything.
已经没有了罪恶感。
You no longer feel shame.
你良心已经没有了反应。
That your conscience has no reaction.
所以如果你说看了不会影响我，没有感觉，那个时候你已经是问题大了。
So when you say when I look at these, I don't feel enticed, then you probably have some problem.
所以主耶稣说，为了要不要犯奸淫。
So the Lord just tells us to not commit adultery.
你要小心你看， 小心你的眼睛。
We need to be careful what we see.
啊，因为你眼睛看了，就会影响你的行为。
Because what you saw will impact your action.
29节主耶稣说了，那你右眼跌倒，叫你跌倒，你都挖了出来丢了。
So, in verse 29 it says, if your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away.
宁可叫你失去白体中的一体，不要全身丢在地狱里面。
It is better for you to lose one part of your body than your whole body to be thrown into hell.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
不是真的是叫我们挖眼睛了。
It doesn't actually tell us to physically get it out.
如果真的要挖眼睛的话，我看全部人都剩一颗眼睛或者两颗都没有了。So, 挖到没有的挖了。
If it's what it means, then I think most of us here probably only have one eye or maybe one of the eyes.
这里只是说提醒我们。
Here it's just to remind us.
如果你看这个东西会让你跌倒的话，你干脆就不要去看。
If you see seeing these things will make you fall, then you shouldn't go.
你要避开它。
You should avoid it.
啊，如果你没有办法控制你自己上网会看不好东西，你就干脆就不要上网。
If you cannot control yourself when you go on internet to go to these sites, then don't go on the internet.
你不能控制你自己的眼睛看电视的时候会看不好的频道，你就干脆就连那个频道你都不要 subscribe， 不要去买。
If you can control your what kind of channel you watch on the TV, then don't even subscribe.
你要避开它，避免它。
You need to avoid it.
啊，用很大的决心。
You need to have determination.
但是大卫啊，因为他没有这种决心。
But David, we see, he doesn't have this kind of determination.
啊，所以他就为他带来自己很大的祸患。
So he brought himself a lot of war.
所以这个色情的问题啊，哦，网络的问题啊，是现在信徒也遇到很大的挑战。
Nowadays, all the members are facing these kind of challenges from these X-rated sites.
可能你儿子在挣扎当中，你不知道。
Maybe your children are watching these videos.
可能你的丈夫在挣扎当中，你不知道。
Or maybe your husband is struggling, but you didn't know.
可能我们自己在挣扎当中。
Or maybe we ourselves are struggling.
我们要向神悔改。
We need to repent.
求神给我们力量来得胜。
We need to ask God to give us strength so we can conquer.
大卫因为他在这个事情上没有得胜，他就得罪了神了。
David isn't victorious against this temptation, so he sinned.
好，我们看撒母耳记下第十二章，神怎么讲。
Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 12 and see what God said about it.
啊，第十节。
Verse 10, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 10.
十二章第十节。
Chapter 12, verse 10. Now, therefore, the sword will never depart from your house, because you despised me and took the wife Uriah the Hittite to be your own.
神说啊，你藐视我的命令，你娶了这个乌利亚的妻。为你的自己的妻子。
Here God said he despised me and took the wife of Uriah to be your own wife.
所以刀剑永远不离开你的家。
So the sword will never depart from your house.
啊，神呢不单只会报应他哦。我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8. I gave your master's house to you and your master's wives into your arms. I gave you the house of Israel and Judah.And if all this has been too little, I would have given you even more.
哦，本来神要加倍的祝福他很多东西。
Originally, God would give him even more.
啊，但是呢，神现在要加倍的报应他。
But now, God will punish him.
啊，神的报应啊，有些都是加倍的。
Sometimes God will punish people more.
哦，我们看启示录第十八章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 18.
啊，有时候读圣经啊，会让我们冒冷汗。
Sometimes it's frightening reading the Bible.
十八章的第六节，启示录十八章第六节。
Revelation chapter 18, verse 6. Verse 6, give back to her as she has given. Pay her back double for what she has done. Mix her double portion from her own cup.
这里说神要审判大巴比伦了，就是这个邪恶的世界。
Here it recorded when God is judging the great Babylon, which means this world.
那审判的是不单只是你拿人家一个，要罚你一个。有时候审判是要 double 的，加倍的。
So when God is judging, it doesn't mean that if you take one portion from other people, you have to repay back one. Sometimes you have to pay back double.
大卫犯这个罪啊，他其实很痛苦。
David he himself struggled when he committed this sin.
所以我们真的要很小心。
So we need to be very careful.
不要对自己有太大的信心。
We shouldn't trust ourselves too much.
也不要对自己的配偶有太大的信心。
Or we shouldn't trust our spouse too much.
啊，人就是人啊。
Because we're just human.
碰到机会的话，很多时候都会软弱。
When we have the opportunity, some will be weak.
啊，那大卫他被神呢加倍的报应。
So God punished David two times.
我们常常强调一点说啊，神原谅了大卫，神原谅了大卫，啊，这是没有错。
We often like to emphasize the point that God eventually forgives David.
因为大卫诚恳的悔改，神就原谅了他的死罪。
Because David repented wholeheartedly after, so God forgave his.Mortal sin.
但是是不是哦，什么事都没有了，回家就等于重新开始，什么都没有了。
But does it mean that not, as if nothing happened?
不是的。
No.
神要加倍的报应他。
Here it says God will punish him more than others.
其中一个报应呢，就是这个亚撒龙。
One of them is Absalom.
这个是并成为大卫重生来的非常大的报应。
Absalom becomes a great punishment from God.
我们来看大卫遇到的报应是什么。
Let's look at how is God, David punished.
看回来，我们一开始看的撒母耳记下的第三章。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 3.
从第三章第二节啊，到第四节啊，记载了大卫的好几个儿子的名字。
In 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 2 to 5, recorded many sons of David.
第三章第二节，这里大卫的长子叫安嫩。
In chapter 2, recorded his firstborn was called Amnon.
这个孩子呢也是不好了。
Amnon wasn't a good child too.
这个大卫的长子安嫩呢，他暗恋他的这个 half sister 就是同父异母的妹妹。
David's firstborn Amnon, falls in love with his half sister.
强暴了他自己的妹妹。
He raped his own sister.
结果呢，亚撒龙就替妹妹报仇。
So Absalom, which is a brother of the sister,
所以亚撒龙呢
vengeance in his own hand.
亚撒龙呢就杀了安嫩。
So Absalom killed Amnon.
后来亚撒龙自己也死了。
And later on, Absalom himself died.
还有呢，第四节说他第四个儿子亚多尼亚呢，后来因为叛变了，也是死了。
In verse 4, it recorded the fourth son Adoniah. He also rebelled against the king, and he also died.
King Solomon.
King Solomon.
所以你看，大卫六个儿子当中，这里有记载的，三个都死于非命。
So he recorded six sons here, three of them died at early age.
一个女儿被自己的这个兄长强暴。
One of his daughter was raped by her own brother.
哇，这个就是报应。
This is God's punishment.
还有呢，大卫抢了别人家一个老婆。
And then it recorded that David took someone else's wife.
他一对妃嫔被亚撒龙玷污了。
And two of his concubines was
many
of his concubines were raped by Absalom.
这个又是加倍啊。
And then we see that he punished.
所以这个是告诉我们什么？神是轻慢不得的。
This is telling us that we cannot take lightly on God's word.
你做什么事情都有报应。
We need to be careful what we do because it will come with consequences.
有些时候报应不是马上来。
Sometimes the consequence doesn't come immediately.
但是呢，还是会来的。
But eventually will come.
所以做每件事情我们都要想清楚。
So we need to think about what we do.
要很谨慎。
We need to be very careful.
所以亚撒龙之所以能够这样在那边乱，就是因为大卫先得罪神。
So Absalom is able to do all these sins against people is because David sinned against God first.
神容许他的家，他神没有保护他家里的这些孩子的这个事情，所以他一定要受苦。
So God allowed Absalom to stir up all this trouble and then did not protect the house of David.
圣经是很诚实的一本书哦，会把圣经里面那些伟人啊，一些伟大的人啊，他的好，他也不好，通通写出来，通通讲得很清楚。
Bible is a very honest book. It recorded all these historical figures, both the good and the bad.
好的你要学，不好的你要避免。
The good things we learn, the bad things we avoid.
因为我们都是人。
Because we are all humans.
那第二个原因，为什么亚撒龙呢会成为大卫的祸患呢？
And second reason, how come Absalom become the wall to David?
因为大卫啊，没有做好他爸爸的责任。
Because David was not a good father to him.
他会很宠他的孩子。
He spoiled Absalom.
不单只是亚撒龙，还有他的很多的孩子。
And all his other sons.
他疏于管教他的孩子。
He didn't discipline when they were young.
那为什么你可以这样讲呢？
So why did I say this?
那你看啊，以前的王帝生一堆孩子，当然没有办法去教啊，哪有空去教这些孩子？王子都是给那些奶妈要养大的。
And back in the time as a king, you don't have time to take care of your own kids, so then you'll probably leave them to the nannies.
那亚撒龙这个个性啊
，And Absalom
为什么变成那么坏
？So how come he turned out to be such a bad person?
大卫自己啊，可能也要负一些责任。
David himself might have contributed to that.
因为你看啊，当大卫被亚撒龙追杀的时候
，So when David was being chased by Absalom，
他怎么跟他的士兵讲
？What did he say to his soldiers？
我们看撒母耳记下的第十八章。
Listen to 2 Samuel chapter 18。
十八章的第五节。
Chapter 18 verse 5。
十八章的第五节。
Chapter 18 verse 5。The king commanded Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, "Be gentle with the young man Absalom for my sake." And all the troops heard the king giving orders concerning Absalom to each of their commanders.
这个时候，爸爸大卫已经被儿子追杀了。
Here, Absalom was chasing after David with his own army.
那些兵丁啊，冒着生命的危险啊，保护大卫。
And David's men was risking their own life to protect David.
大卫竟然跟那些兵丁说啊，你为我的缘故啊，对我孩子要好一点，看到他就不能杀他哦。
But David here says to his men, "Don't kill my son."
意思是说，他们杀你是可以的，但是你不能给我杀我孩子。
Which means that it's okay for them to kill you, but you cannot kill him.
哇，那大卫听到亚瑟龙被杀了，他很伤心。
So when David heard that Absalom died, he was very sad.
别人安慰他也没有用。
And it doesn't matter that people try to comfort him, he won't listen.
到最后，他的元帅约押就看不过眼了，就骂大卫。
So his general Joab cannot take this anymore, and then he rebuked David.
你都搞不清楚谁爱你，谁恨你啊。
He said that you don't know who actually loves you and who hates you.
今天我们保护你的生命，你们没有，谢谢大家。
Today we are protecting you, but you didn't thank everybody.
结果那个要杀你的孩子死了，你在那边哭啊，想他啊，叫啊。
But the son that wants you dead, you're crying for him.
你可以说这种是一种父爱。
You can say this is a fatherly love.
但是你也可以，你可以说大卫在他爱他的孩子从小的过程当中啊，有没有可能给他任何的管教
？But you can also look at it as in David when the son was growing up, he probably didn't discipline him.
你从大卫的家里这几个孩子这些乱的那种情况哦，你可以基本上可以想到一点，就大卫应该太忙了，忙着国家大事哦，也忙着他那些废兵哦，没有什么空管教他的孩子。
If we look at how the sons of David turn out, we probably can tell that he's very busy with his matters, and he has no time to take care of the kids.
甚至呢。孩子长大了，那种狂野的那种程度啊，让人吓一跳。
And then to a point that when his sons grow up, the way they are will shock you.
好几个孩子都很扭曲。
Many of their sons are.
你看古代也是一样，所有的帝王啊，大家孩子在后宫里面，在王宫里面都是明争暗斗，杀来杀去，这个很普遍。
We see his sons just like the sons of an ancient Chinese emperors. They all have very twisted hearts and kill one another.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为缺乏正常的家庭，缺乏严谨的家庭教育。
Because they lack the education from a normal family.
大卫其实看到亚撒龙一直有犯一些错误，但是都容忍他，接纳他，也饶恕他。
David saw Absalom making minor mistakes before these, but then he just overlooked them.
但是圣经告诉我们了，从小就要教了。
But Bible tells us we need to teach our kids from their young.
我们看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言二十九章。
Proverbs chapter 29.
箴言二十九章。
Proverbs 29.
十五节。
Verse 15.
箴言二十九章的十五节。
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 15. The rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother.
这里圣经的话是很真实的。
We see the words in the Bible are true.
圣经说，孩子小的时候要杖打，还要责备。
Here it says, when the child is young, you need to correct him with a rod.
这是两样东西，在他还小的时候，你要给他的。
You need to give these to them when they are young.
这两样东西，杖打，就是打他，还有责备他呢，会增加他的智慧。
It says here, the rod of correction will impart wisdom.
那现代人讲的就是相反，就是要爱的教育。
Nowadays, we talk about something completely different. Talk about the love of education.
孩子从小生出来，哇，一堆人在爱他，亲他，抱他。
When the child is born, many people hug him, kiss him, cuddle him.
给他爱的教育。
We give him a lot of love.
但圣经不是这样讲。
But that's not what the Bible says.
圣经不是强调爱的教育。
The Bible did not emphasize on love.
圣经强调杖打、责备可以增加他的智慧。
The Bible says a rod of correction imparts wisdom.
你小的时候放纵他哦，长大了就怎么样？使你啊，就是当母亲的，或是当父亲的，就羞愧了。
If not, the child left to himself would disgrace his parents.
你看。亚撒龙怎么敢追杀大卫
？What makes Absalom dare to chase after his own father？
你可以想象大卫多疼这个孩子啊。
We can imagine that David loved his son so very much。
一个漂亮的孩子
，because he's very good looking。
一个聪明的孩子
，and smart。
谁不喜欢
？Everybody loves someone good looking and smart。
做错事情没有关系啊，可爱嘛。
And if they did something wrong, that's okay。
小时候你就让孩子爬到你的头上。
When they are young, if you let them control you,
长大他真的是可以继续压在你的头上。
When they are grow up, it's not going to change.
今天有一些小朋友在家里所有的人都围着他。
Nowadays we see some children when they are home, everybody just listen to them.
我们想想做自己一个反省，我有没有骄纵我的儿女
？So we should have this self-reflection. Have I spoiled my child?
我们都说没有了，因为我们都觉得自己还 OK
So we of course we'll say no because we always think that we did okay.
但是我们问自己几个问题。
But we need to ask ourselves a question.
尤其是 baby 房的里面要听清楚啊。
Especially people in the nursery need to listen to this.
这个很严重。
Because this is very serious.
Baby 房里面要特别听清楚。
Especially people in the nursery.
从小就要开始，手抱孩子要特别听清楚。
You need to start this when they are still young.
第一，你有没有很怕你孩子哭？
Number one, are you afraid of your child cry?
有没有很怕你孩子不高兴？
Are you afraid of your child not happy?
我们不是说每天你都要把他抓起来打，不是这样子。
It doesn't mean that every day you just grab him and beat him.
你有没有很怕你孩子不高兴？
Are you afraid of your child not happy?
哇，如果不高兴的话，哎呀，好了，那算了算了。
If they are not happy, would you just let it go?
顺着他的意了，顺着他的意了。
Just do whatever he likes.
那没有什么关系。
That is okay.
这是一个试表，你问问看，会不会很怕你孩子哭？
You need to ask yourself this question: Are you afraid of your child cry?
很怕你孩子不高兴。
Are you afraid of your child sad?
他要的，你就尽量给他。
Whatever he wants, you'll give it to them.
他不要的，你也不会勉强他。
And whatever he doesn't like, you will not force it on him.
如果是有这一点的话，惨了，你已经有一半了，放纵孩子。
If you're like that, then you are already halfway there.
以前那个年代不会，因为穷，因为苦，所以不容许你这样放纵了，父母也不会这样放纵你。
In the previous generation, this is not possible because every family is poor. You don't have the means to spoil your child.
但现在的环境呢？
But nowadays,
大家都会很爱自己的孩儿女，而给他们很多的选择。
Everybody loves your child's children, so then they will give them a lot of choices.
嘴巴骂，哎呀，又哭了，哎呀，算了，还要安慰，马上安慰。
When you start rebuking them, they cry, and then you stop right away.
说要打了，讲了半天也没有打下去。
You say you are going to discipline them, and you just say it, but you never do it.
那这是我们自己的选择了哦。
This is our own choices.
如果仗打跟责备小时候不够的话，他的智慧就很少。
If you don't have this rod of correction when they are young, then they'll not be very wise when they grow up.
他聪不聪明？
Whether they are smart?
很聪明。
Oh, are they smart? Yes, they are.
亚沙龙聪明吗？
Is Absalom a smart person?
亚沙龙可能比我们在座很多人都还聪明。
I think Absalom is probably is smarter than most of us here.
他知道怎么样来耍心机。
He knows how to devise a plan.
为了要报仇，可以等几年。
And to have vengeance in his hand, he waited for years.
心狠手辣，一手就杀掉他哥哥了。
He has no problem to kill his own brother.
偷偷收买人心，让他可以有机会被拥戴做王。
And he waited for the people to love him, so then they will make him king.
聪不聪明？
Is he a smart person?
顶级聪明。
He is very smart.
肯定比在座的人很多都聪明。
He's probably smarter than most of us here.
聪明真的很可怕。
It's smart to the point that it's scary.
如果聪明的人没有敬畏神的话，是最可怕的人。
Because a smart person, if they don't revere God, is the most.
不要因为你孩子被人家称赞，或者是被老师称赞说很聪明啊，你就哇飘飘然了。
So when your the teacher in the school praise your kids for being so smart,
现在孩子营养好，大部分都很聪明。
Because nowadays all the kids have all the food they need, they are all smart.
聪明。心中不敬畏神啊，是一只怪兽啊！以后长大是一只怪兽，很可怕。亚瑟龙就是一只怪兽。
But for a kid who is smart but does not fear God in their hearts, they'll grow up to be a very scary person.
好，亚瑟龙漂不漂亮
？Is Absalom good looking?
帅了吧
？He's very good looking.
如果你今天有人称赞你的孩子，很帅哦，哇，心中会很高兴啊、哦。
If someone comes to you say like your child is so good looking, you'll feel good.
有人走到你面前说：“你知道你的女儿很丑吗？”或是你知道你的儿子很丑吗？你肯定会恨死那个人。
Imagine if someone comes to you go like your children so ugly, you'll hate this person.
人都是看这些外貌。
Because people look at the outside.
亚瑟龙漂亮了吗
？Absalom is he good looking?
圣经说从头到脚趾一个瑕疵都没有，就是一个痘痘都没有了。一个痣都没有了。
The Bible describes that Absalom from head to toe, he just has no blemish, he has no, not even one pimple, nothing.
漂亮了吧
？Very good looking.
但是漂亮的人是不是一定是很好的人
？But does a good-looking person means they are a good person?
通常长得漂亮的人呢，比较骄傲，比较啊，不是绝对。但是通常漂亮的人比较骄傲。
A better-looking person have more pride in them.
长得平凡的人呢，没有这个骄傲的条件。
And the average people they don't have the means to be proud.
像我们这些相貌一般的人呢，走出外面也不会有人说帅人。
So like people like us, very average, we walk out, nobody say we are good-looking.
常常有人说。哎呀，传道啊！哎，某某是你弟弟啊，他很帅啊，你长得一点不像他、
啊。A lot of people come to me say like, I heard that this person is your brother. He's very good looking. You look nothing like him.
我本来心里现在都会说，你讲第一句就好了，我一定会讲第二句。
So I think you just need to say the first part of it. You don't need to say the last part.
我觉得也没有关系，长得不帅也没有关系。
But then after that, I thought it's okay that I don't look that good.
可爱就好了嘛，对不对？
As long as I'm cute, that's okay.
神喜欢你就好。
As long as God likes me, that's
fine. 金天国也不是看那个帅的那个金天国。
To go to the heaven it doesn't mean that the good-looking person will guarantee in there.
你现在帅了，老了就不帅了。
If you're good looking now, it doesn't mean that you're good looking 50 years later.
就是你老的时候很帅，生病的时候就不帅。
Even when you are really good looking, when you are old, when you're sick, then you're still not good looking.
我在医院里面哦，看那些病人，每个穿着那个绿色的病人袍，每个人都不帅。我自己看这样子，自己也很不帅。
When I was in a hospital, I look at all the patients there, everybody wearing the same gowns. None of us look good looking.
对不对？有一天我们都不帅。
One day, none of us will be good looking.
亚撒龙很帅，但是长得帅的人比较会骄傲。
Absalom is a very good-looking person.
所以，如果你的孩子又帅又聪明，那你小心一点，以后可能是你的祸患。
But proud, then
真的。
Today, if your child is good-looking and smart at the same time, it might become your wall.
你要为他增加智慧哦，你回去要加倍给他增加智慧。
So you need to impart them more wisdom.
小的时候了，大了就没办法了。
When they are young, you need to start when they are young.
真的是要特别为他祷告。
We need to pray for them.
不要变成那个亚撒龙。
We should pray for them so they don't become Absalom.
大卫是个很好的君王。
David was a good king.
大卫是一个很好的诗人。
David was a good psalmist.
也很好的战士。
And a good warrior.
但是他是一个很失败的爸爸。
But he's a failing father.
你看他一对孩子当中，其他都没有什么名字的，除了所罗门承继他的位之外，其他的这几个都不好嘞。
All than King Solomon, who succeeded after him, none of the others are worth mentioning.
挺失败的。
He was a failed father.
这个应该是大卫一辈子的痛。
This probably is a pain in David's heart.
他没有想到他的孩子最漂亮的、最聪明那一个就是他的祸患。
He never thought the most good-looking, the smartest one, become his wall.
太迟了。
It's too late.
只能够逃难。
You can just run away from.
如果你现在还守在抱在手上啊。
So today, if you're a child, you can still hold him.
还在十二岁以下，十二三岁以下。
Under the age of 12.
回去多给他加增智慧吧。
You need to impart more wisdom on them.
这个是很重要。
This is very important.
那第三个原因，为什么亚撒龙是一个祸患？
The third reason how come Absalom becomes the way he is.
当然就是因为他自己的骄傲跟狂傲。
Because he is a very proud person.
神呢就定义要毁灭他
了。So God will just want to destroy him.
他不单只是别人的祸患，他也为自己也带来祸患。
He didn't not just bring suffering to other people, he also brings suffering to himself.
我们看撒母耳记下的第十七章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 17.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
十七章十四节。
2 Samuel chapter 17, verse 14. Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the advice of Hushai the Archite is better than that of Athiv of Phil, for the Lord had determined to frustrate the good advice of Athiv of Phil in order to bring disaster on Absalom.
这里神，这里圣经说神定义要降祸给亚撒龙。
Here said God has decided to bring disaster to Absalom.
所以你替别人带来祸患哦，你神也会给你带来祸患。
So if you bring disaster to other people, God will bring you disaster.
那神怎么样来摧灭他、毁灭他呢？
So how did God bring disaster to Absalom?
神就容许他继续的骄傲。
God allowed him to be even more proud.
神容许他骄傲变成狂傲，会做出一些很疯狂的事情。
When he proud to the point that he will make mistakes.
圣经有一句话很重要。
There's a very important saying in the Bible.
我们看箴言十八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章的十二节。
Proverbs 18 chapter 18 verse 12.
箴言十八十二。
Proverbs chapter 18 verse 12. Before his downfall, a man's heart is proud, but humility comes before honor.
败坏之前呢，人心就会很骄傲。
Here it says, before someone's downfall, this man must be very proud.
所以如果神要败坏一个人之前呢，就是要容许他的骄傲。
So if God wants someone to fall, he will allow him to be proud.
有时候你看到有一些人那么狂了，什么神不报应他呢？
So sometimes when you see someone is so proud of themselves, how come God didn't bring destruction to them?
其实神就是为将来的报应来铺路而已。
We should know that God is waiting.
你越狂，越骄越狂，这代表神要毁灭你的时间越来越近了。
Because the more proud you are, the closer it's God's destruction to you.
但是如果你越来越谦卑呢？这里说越来越谦卑，谦卑啊，在神面前悔改啊，谦卑了，神就提升你，让你得的尊荣越来越近了。
And it says here, if you are more humble and And then God will bring you honor.
哇，那亚撒龙是怎么死的呢？
How did Absalom die?
啊，哦，他的死也是很特别。
There's something interesting about his death.
我们看撒母耳记下十八章。
Listen to 2 Samuel chapter 18.
十八章的第九节。
2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 9.
撒母耳记下十八章第九节。
2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 9. Now Absalom happened to meet David's men. He was riding his mule, and as the mule went under the thick branches of a large oak, Absalom's head got caught in a tree. He was left hanging in midair, while the mule he was riding kept on going.
圣经的故事有时候真的是很奇妙，也是很 dramatic 很戏剧化。
We see that some story recording about are quite dramatic.
你可以想象亚撒龙一头秀发哦，骑着马，骑着驴子了，然后在空中飘扬。如果今天有拍洗发精广告的话，大概可以请亚撒龙来。
And we can imagine this scene that Absalom with his beautiful hair riding a mule, with wind blows, the hair flies very beautiful.
男生那么长头发哦。
A man with a long hair.
大概也没有几个。
Probably not a lot of them can be good.
骑着驴子，结果从那个大橡树下经过，那个飘扬的秀发都被树枝都捆绑住。
And then we see he ride his mule passed under an oak tree, and his hair got caught in the branches.
你不小心还以为在看卡通，那怎么可能？
This looks like a scene from a cartoon.
就是可能，神就是要毁灭他的时候到了，照样他的头发，被他的树被树枝捆住。
Although it sounds quite impossible, but when God's time has come, it will happen.
这个驴子又跑走，又不听话，也没有听他讲话，结果他就掉在空中。
So his mule went away without him, and he's hanged midair.
他的头发害死他。
His hair got to his death.
后来大卫的将军来到了，哇，他一枪把他刺透了，杀了。
And then after a while, the general of David arrived at the scene and then killed him with.
当然，亚撒龙的死是迟早的问题。
Of course, then Absalom eventually would die.
但是神为什么特别设计容许他被他的头发绑住来被杀呢？
But why did God let Absalom die this way, that his hair was caught in the branches?
是有原因的。
There's a reason.
你看亚撒龙啊，最骄傲的除了他的外表之外，就是他的头发。
What makes Absalom most proud about himself, not just his look, but his hair.
这个头发每年都很会长，长剪起来都很漂亮，可以收藏品啊，可以当纪念品。
His hair was very beautiful. As it grows, it cuts them, and then you can even keep it as souvenirs.
但是他就被这些头发绑住，被害死了。
But his hair got him killed.
头发只是代表他的骄傲而已。
The hair represents his pride.
你心中以什么东西为骄傲，很可能这件事情就害死你了。
It's the things that you are most proud of might get you killed.
人常常啊会心中啊有一些东西啊，你觉得是挺骄傲的。
There are things that we are very proud of.
可能你的能力。
Maybe it's our ability.
可能你的背景。
Or our background.
可能你的头脑。
Or our
可能你的学问。
Intelligence or our education.
你任何东西引以为傲的东西。
The things that you are proud of.
你常常放在你的心里面。
Because we will often think about them.
有时候你不知不觉会把这个东西拿出来跟人家比较。
And then, without knowing, next time you will be like comparing yourself with other people.
你看我头发那么长，你头发那么短。
Or compare that my hair is longer than your hair.
对不对？我读什么学校，你读什么学校
？I went to the school, but you went to that one.
我们都会比较。
We will compare.
但是往往啊，这种东西就是害死我们的东西。
But these things might get us killed.
为什么？那个天使，这个最美丽的天使会堕落。
Why did the most good-looking angel fall?
我们看以西结书。
Listen to Ezekiel.
以西结书二十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 28.
以西结书二十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 28.
第一节啊。第十一节。
Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 11.
十一节到第十四节。
11 to
十四节 ，14， 二十八章以西结书二十八章十一到第十四节。
Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 11 to 14. The word of the Lord came to me, son of man, take up the lament concerning the king of Tyre and said to him, "This is what the sovereign Lord says: You were the model of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you: ruby, topaz, and emerald, chrysolite, onyx and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and beryl. Your setting and mountings were made of gold. On the day you were created, they were prepared. You were anointed as a guardian cherub, so I ordained you. You were the holy mount of God. You walk among the fiery stones.
啊，这是以推罗王啊来比喻堕落的天使。
And here he used the falling king of Tyre as metaphor to the fallen angel.
啊，表面上是讲推罗王了哦。
On the surface, talking about the king of Tyre.
但是你看他十三节说什么伊甸园啊，十四节什么瘦高的约柜的基路伯啊，这个就不是推罗王。
But if you look at verse 13, it talks about the Garden of Eden, and 14 talks about the Anointed One. This is not talking about the king of Tyre.
就是堕落的天使。
This is talking about the falling angel.
啊，那为什么他会堕落？
But why did he fall?
因为他很美丽。
Because he's very beautiful.
又有智慧充足。
And he's smart.
啊。然后什么东西都很齐全
And he has everything.
但是因为他有这些东西
Because he's perfect,
他就堕落
he fall.
如果他没有那么好
If he's not as good,
可能他不会堕落
he might not fall.
这是因为他太完美了
But because he was perfect,
他觉得自己可以跟神比一比
He think he can compare himself to God.
我跟神也没差多少嘛我那么完美
I'm not that different from God since I'm perfect.
为什么我一定要听神的话
Why do I have to listen to God?
难道我不能自己当老板吗
Can I be the boss of myself?
我不能自己做主吗?
Can I just make decisions myself?
一定要听你的吗?
Why do I have to listen to you?
这种思想一出来了，那就犯罪了。
Once you have these thoughts, you're sin.
所以啊，亚撒龙是败坏，就是因为他自己的骄傲。
So Absalom fall because his own pride.
那神爱我们呢，就会用苦难来磨掉我们的骄傲。
God loves us, so He will use tribulations to shed away our pride.
我上个礼拜生病哦，我是很感谢神。
Last week I was sick and I was very thankful to God.
让我在躺在医院两天呢，然后肚子痛的时候啊，哎，有很多的感想。
I was hospitalized for 2 days, and then during those 2 days, I have reflected on many things.
我这两个很简单的感想。
And I'll just share two here.
第一就是人很软弱。
One is that men are weak.
你没有你自己想象那么刚强。
We are not as strong as we thought we are.
你自己平常很健康的时候啊，啊，我做什么，我去哪里，我计划什么，我不会累的，我可以撑。
And when you are healthy, you can plan this, plan that. I want to go there.
但是一点点小病，一点点小盲肠，就把我整个人就弄下来了，倒下来了。
But I was just sick for a little bit, and then after I cannot move anymore.
人怎么可以骄傲
？How can we be proud of?
太软弱。
We're very weak.
太卑微了。
We are nothing.
第二，人没有你自己想象那么重要。
And number two, we are not as important as we thought we are.
我本来要去美国开灵恩会的。
Originally, I was about to go and help out with a spiritual convocation down the state.
几个月之前，人家那边已经跟我联络了，哎，要讲什么题目啊，什么啊。
A few months ago, I have in communication with the U.S. churches and on what I should talk about, what kind of sermons.
大家都好像很期待的样子。
And everybody seemed to be very eager for me to go there.
我也很期待要去啊。
And I myself are very eager to go there.
要去那天早上，我还想撑一下了，说去机场，上了飞机去那边。休息一下应该就可以了。
And then the morning of, I thought maybe if I just take it and then maybe if it's something, I'll get on the plane and I'll rest for a bit and it'll be fine.
主耶稣就是不让我去。
The Lord just doesn't want me to go.
就是那么简单。
That's how simple.
我一不去，他们就另外安排了啊，谁来个传道来替，谁要怎么来替啊，没有问题了，你可以好好休养了。
And then once I told them I cannot go, they contact this preacher and then the other preacher, and then they told me you don't need to come anymore. We have it all sorted out.
我就了解神要我学的道理。
So right there, I understand what God want me to learn.
你没有你自己想的那么重要。
You are not as important as you think you are.
你生病了不能上班，你老板马上请一个人代替你。
If you are sick and you cannot work, your boss will hire someone else to replace you.
你不能去，几百个人在后面等着代替你的位置。
And if you cannot go, lots of people are waiting in line to fill your space.
你没有那么重要。
You're not as important as you think.
你不是宇宙的中心。
You're not center of the universe.
谁都可以代替。
There are people that can replace
you. 你是可以被代替的。
You are replaceable.
在工作上面，我说在工作上面。
And at work.
但是在家里的位置就不容易被代替。
But then your position in your family cannot be easily replaced.
你还有你的责任。
You have your duty.
那我们不是那么重要，这是神的怜悯，我们才能够做这个做那个。
It's only by God's mercy that we are able to work for Him for this and for that.
所以我们每次生病，每次软弱，每次遇到考验，就是要学习谦卑。
So every time when we meet up with tribulations, we need to learn to be humble.
亚撒龙就是太狂傲了。
Absalom was too proud.
他被自己的骄傲，他的头发害死了。
His pride killed him.
这个是一个很有象征性的一个动作。
That this is what happened to him was very symbolic.
所以大卫他的一生，亚撒龙成为他的祸患。
throughout David's life, Absalom becomes the center of his pain.
还好他有从这边走出来。
But then David got out of it.
那我们自己也是要求神给我们智慧。
Today we need to ask God to give us wisdom.
啊，愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们来唱诗。
Sing him.
433首。
433.